If you're on board the Made in Canada movement, there's no shortage of Canadian content playing to limited release in some theaters and arriving on streaming services over the next few months. Over the last couple weeks, we got to review three very Canadian films that have a connection to homegrown music, including the latest and highly recommended film by broadcaster, actress, filmmaker and much music icon Sukyin Lee. Blue Rodeo, Lost Together Chris Review directed by Kitchener native Dale Heslop, Rush. Time Stands Still, Lost Together follows the band from its creation in 1984 to present day with old footage, interviews with former band members and is narrated by founding members Jim Cuddy and Greg Keeler. With a running time of 88 minutes, this music documentary is well-paced and is enjoyable for both hardcore Blue Rodeo fans and newbies alike. Limited theatrical release, Princess Cinema, and streaming on CBC Gem on February 19th. Scott's Take Lost Together, a documentary by Dale Heslop that takes a deep dive into one of Canada's most beloved bands. Even if you're not a die-hard Blue Rodeo fan, this is your lifestyle documentary is an engaging watch. It walks you through the band's origins, their rise to fame, and their enduring legacy, all while weaving in interviews, archival footage, and, of course, their music. I'll admit, I've never been the biggest Blue Rodeo fan, but there's something undeniably nostalgic about their sound. Tracks like Try and Lost Together transport you back to certain moments in life, making you realize just how embedded their music is in Canadian culture. At a brisk 88 minutes, the documentary never overstays its welcome, and I found myself fully engaged the entire time, never once tempted to check my phone. If you're even remotely interested in Canadian music history, this is a documentary well worth seeking out. Rating: 3/5 It's All Gonna Break. Broken Social Scene Chris Review. You may or may not know the art collective that is Broken Social Scene, but if you followed Canadian music in the 2000s, you would know two big artists that came out of the group: Leslie Feist, and Emily Haynes, Metric. This film is primarily behind-the-scenes footage shot by director and cinematographer Stephen Chung from his time with the band in the late 90s and early 2000s. This gives it more of a reminiscent quality than a conventional story arc, which can make it a little less accessible if you are not already a fan of the band. That said, if you like Canadian music docs, it's worth a watch. Coming to Crave this summer, Scott's Take, another documentary currently making its theatrical run, is It's All Going to Break, directed by Stephen Chung. This one takes a more immersive approach, letting you feel like a fly on the wall during the formation of the iconic Canadian indie band Broken Social Scene. Unlike traditional music documentaries, which rely heavily on narration and interviews, this film uses raw, unfiltered footage to capture the band's early jam sessions and their almost overnight rise to success following their debut album. What makes It's All Going to Break stand out is how it highlights the unique dynamic of Broken Social Scene. More of a musical collective than a traditional band, their ever-changing lineup adds an extra layer of chaos, creativity, and logistical challenges, especially when it comes to touring. Even as someone who knew little about the band before watching, I found myself fully invested in their journey. It's a fascinating look at the trials and triumphs of collaboration in the music industry. Rating: 3/5 Paying for it Chris Review. Although not about music, this film's director and character are very much so. Paying for It is a new film based on the graphic novel of the same name about a couple who open up their relationship and one of them decides to not date but pay for sex. This is the true story of Toronto graphic artist Chester Brown and Canadian artist and former Much Music VJ Sukyin Lee. Contrary to the subject matter, this film is essentially about love and what that means in the modern world. It's enduring, funny, shows sex workers in a positive light and is full of great Canadian indie music. The film also reminds us that not that long ago Toronto was a big city that regular people could afford. I highly recommend this movie if you like cool indie flicks. Limited theatrical release including some Cineplex. Look for it on Crave in the future. Scott's Take, the latest feature from director Sukyin Lee, adapted from Chester Brown's autobiographical graphic novel of the same name, this film is must-see. While comic book adaptations are often synonymous with superhero fatigue, Paying for It proves that the medium has so much more to offer, delivering a poignant and deeply personal story about relationships, intimacy, and the meaning of monogamy. Lee handles the material with an unflinching honesty that challenges conventional ideas about love and commitment. Rather than spoon-feeding the audience a neatly packaged moral, the film asks difficult questions. What does a monogamous relationship truly mean? Who defines it? And is it even necessary? I don't want to spoil too much, but this is a film that demands to be seen. With a limited theatrical release, it's the kind of movie that could fly under the radar, but don't let it. If you're looking for something thought-provoking and unconventional this Valentine's Day, Paying for It might just be the perfect pick. Rating: 4/5 for our deeper reviews, as well as an interview with Sook-Yin Lee. Check out our podcast on YouTube or wherever you get your podcast. As well, we covered the amazing docuseries The Tragically Hip: No Dress Rehearsal, currently available on Prime Video. Scott Vega and Chris Langford are friends and movie lovers that host the Cambridge-based podcast How Do You Like That Movie? A show full of hot takes on current blockbusters, indie darlings, and classics. For a deeper dive into these film and others, check Scott and Chris out at howdoyoulikethatmovie.com, on YouTube or wherever you get your podcasts.